And now on the line I have Stephanie Regan of Fine Gael. Good morning, Stephanie. How are you?
Good morning, Connor. Nice to talk to you.
And thanks for joining us. I had that song, Parallel Love, already ready to go. And then Finian McGrath said to pass on his best wishes to you. I said, I don't know if I could play that song or not, but I did anyway, you know. So he said to say hello to you. And he, you know, but anyway, because he was chatting about this famous Berlin Wall now that has gone up along the seafront, and that's why you're on. Can you give us an update? Yes. Because you were with Mark a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, that's right. Now, just to say, in fact, unfortunately, because I was in session myself in my work, I didn't hear what Finian said. But so if I'm crossing over,
oh, that's
you
fine.
Know,
well, look, the more times it's said, the more time it's said, the better.
Indeed. Well, so what has been happening with the seawall? Well, from my point of view, I kind of, like all the residents really, just kind of noticed and wondered about it and rely on the, you know, the newsletters that we get from the councillors. As you know, I'm not a councillor and I'm more a general election candidate at this stage. And so it was really just to inquire and to inform people that I started to inquire with the council. I looked at the newsletters and, you know, in all of them, and I think people see this, that there is no mention of the raised new wall. What's mentioned in all of the newsletters from our councillors and TDs is that the existing wall was to be demolished and a new wall put in place.
Yeah, yeah, that seems to be the plan.
And I just kind of searched that through and eventually, you know, went to the manager there in North Central, and they informed me of the whole, you know, three-way Part 8 planning permission which had been given, and for this three-way works, which is the water mains works, the works that relate to the cycle track and the works that relate to the seawall. And that planning is given, it is applied for by the City Council to the councillors.
Right.
Now,
okay.
Also to the public. The public are invited to submit, but essentially it comes through the councillors.
But like at the moment, what has they've put up this wall, and I believe that, you know, if you're driving along, you can no longer see the beautiful view out across Dublin Bay. Is that correct?
Yeah, no, there's an immense hoarding at the moment, so it's very hard for people to know how it is going to look in the end. But obviously, peeping over it and looking at it, the we can see what's occurring. But you have to make rather an effort to find out. Conor Morrissey did a video which gives you an idea of it. I have some explanations on my own website which show some photographs. It became very clear that the area that's been dealt with is from the Dollymount Causeway. If you think of yourself driving into town,
yes,
from the Dollymount Causeway up as far as the wooden bridge, that is the section,
right? Yeah,
that is being dealt with at the moment, and the highest increase in the wall is at the beginning of that,
right?
Which to all the residents, so that's the piece that faces on to St. Anne's and almost at right angles to the causeway. Okay.
Yes.
And that piece would be where most of us would know there is the least threat of flooding.
Yeah, because like I grew up down there, and I used to go training and running along the beach there for a walk, and like I never remember that being flooded or whatever.
Never in my lifetime have I seen it flooded.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, some people have corrected me and said there was some flooding, but I understand that flooding came actually from the just heavy rains and coming from the land side. If you
yes.
But, you know, the real flooding issue, and there is no doubt that there is a big flooding issue in Clontarf, down at the far end, down as we turn down towards East Link Road. And that, I mean, that is an issue, as we know, that has been, you know, exercising residents' kind of attention for quite a while.
Yes.
Returning to the one that, I suppose I was dealing with this because this is the wall that's going up.
Yeah.
And this is the wall that we didn't expect to go up.
Yes.
And at first I began by just sort of informing residents, letting them know because they were asking. I didn't really, to be honest, I didn't feel it was my place to start, you know, sort of, well, criticising the councillors. Because really, I wouldn't go down that negative line. But I just presumed that they knew what was going on and that they'd done all the consultation. Now, they have to speak for themselves. I don't know what they have done. I spoke to one or two, and I'm not going to name them. I spoke to one or two of them, sort of off record, and just said, look, you know, were you aware of the wall? And, you know, did you get a presentation? Or how did it go? And I was told they did get a presentation, but that they didn't have any recollection of the height of the wall being overly mentioned.
Right, okay.
Now, that's what I have. I'm just giving you what I have been told.
Yeah, okay.
And frankly, I think that makes sense because in all of their literature, that's what's on it.
What's
you
on
know,
it?
A replacement of the wall, you know, but no mention of heightening of the wall.
Okay. Well, so at any rate, you have a petition, an online petition you want people to sign anyway, is that correct?
So I've been working very hard on my Facebook, because Facebook is a great way to communicate with people at a time in the day when they can, you know, sit and kind of toddle through their posts. So I did two things. I went down to the seafront here at where the works are, and I delivered a lot of literature there, so people who are literally waiting at traffic got them. Then I began a petition, first of all in a physical sense, and then a very nice woman on Twitter helped me to do an online petition.
Perfect.
Which is now available on my Facebook
site,
Stephanie Week in Dublin Bay North, and obviously that makes it easier.
Yes,
I can put it in other places, but really they can copy that link and they can send it anywhere they like and get it up.
Okay, so your main message today is check it out, sign the petition, and Finian was saying there's a meeting next Wednesday night in Clontarf Castle at 7:30 as well about it, is that correct?
Yes. Well, Finian is holding a meeting, and let's be straight, I mean, politics is a competitive business.
Okay.
And, you know, I am delighted that Finian has done this, but I do think about time.
Right.
I think that I think the councillors have been very slow in responding. I am 6 weeks into this campaign. And in, you know, disseminating the information.
Yep.
I think they've been very slow, and I think those that were on the council have been very quiet. And my point would be, I was involved in the dumping issue, you will recall, in the summer, the 10 million tonnes of dumping, which was to be done, be put out into the bay. That was another huge planning issue that was going to affect this bay, and no councillors knew anything about it.
Yeah.
And I am saying, and I know people may see it negative, I'm saying it positively, we need to step up.
Yeah.
We need to step up the standard. There is no point in us having 6 TDs in Dublin Bay North and double that in councillors if they don't know what's going on a matter as enormous as this.
Okay. Well, Stephanie, I have to wrap it up there. Thank you very much for joining us. And
thanks,
Connor. No doubt, have a look on your Facebook page, and if you have an interest in it or you're worried about it, either contact yourself or whatever, and because it is an issue. And I'm sure, no doubt, you'll be on with us.
It's our bay.
It's our bay. Anyway, thanks very much, and I'm sure we will
thanks
talk
so
to
much,
you again.
Connor.
No bother. Cheers.
Okay.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That was Stephanie Regan of Fine Gael, who's this famous Berlin Wall that's going up down at the bay. And she just wants to highlight that. Her Facebook page, if you have a problem with Stephanie Regan. And, of course, Finian McGrath is having the meeting in kind of a little bit as well. It's next Wednesday at 7:30 down in Clontarf Castle.